I'd also like to say a brief word of thanks to Kathleen for putting together so many incredible images of water to stimulate our minds and our spirits as we gather today. Having grown up in South Carolina with lakes and rivers and coastline, I've felt a strong connection to water throughout my life. Sometimes when I'm anxious, I feel a deep need to go sit by the water, or better yet, swim in it. Obviously, this feeling stretches far beyond South Carolinians. One summer, I worked with a guy from Kansas, and he had never seen the ocean. The longing he had for water, however, was just as profound. Seeing his delight when he finally saw the ocean was incredible to witness. John O'Donohue writes, "Water stirs something very deep and ancient in the human heart. It satisfies us in a more intimate way than the other elements. Our eyes and hearts follow its rhythm, as if the flow of water were the mirror where time becomes obliquely visible. The image of water can hold such longing. The faraway force of the moon that draws the tides to dance is a vivid metaphor for the passionate kinship of the elements that stirs across infinite distance." In other words, the waters remind us of just how connected we are. This summer, a particular kind of body of water has captured my attention. Perhaps it's because I've been mulling over the symbolism of this water service for a number of weeks now. Regardless, I've become enamored with estuaries. They are the places along the coastline where the waters gather, where the rivers meet the sea. Sometimes I wish I could go back to elementary school when children typically learn about estuaries. I know many schools take fifth graders to barrier islands where students can discover and engage these coastal habitats. Have any of you been on one of these trips? Yeah, a lot of hands. My 8-year-old nephew Gordon is really interested in animals and nature, and he teaches me about many of these things. Just last weekend, I learned about osprey and their keen hunting abilities after we saw one on our bike ride. I'm so glad that we don't have to stop being learners when we graduate from school. Thank goodness it wasn't too late for me to learn more about estuaries. I want to tell you just a little bit about why I think they're so incredible and worth our consideration this morning. Estuaries are formed by the freshwater draining out from the rivers and the salt waters coming in from the sea. The combination of fresh and salt water create what's called brackish. And these are some of the most productive ecosystems on the planet. They are the nursing ground for 75% of the fish we catch. Dolphins and many other species of fish come to feed in them. Many migratory birds are nourished in estuaries for a while, and they're the breeding grounds for the great egrets, the giant white bird that there's a picture of in the thing, and many other types of birds. They provide habitats for a wide range of animals and plants. In other words, they're beautiful and important bodies of water. Estuaries are constantly changing, and many rise and fall 8 feet or more with each turning of the tide, which is as high as the ceiling in most rooms. Not only that, the direction of the water actually changes. Sometimes the water is flowing out of the rivers into the sea, and at other times the water flows in the opposite direction, with salt water making its way in from the ocean and dispersing across the marsh. This is a slow process and takes several hours for the turning of the tide. And yet it happens twice a day in most estuaries. A few moments ago, we participated in a ritual that marks our coming back together as a community after going many different ways this summer. For example, this summer, 19 youth and chaperones traveled to Hartsville, South Carolina, to work on a Habitat for Humanity house in the blazing heat. I see them giving themselves high fives. You should. They changed the living situations for families there, and they too were changed as they learned about justice, stamina, and working together. 4 youth and 2 adults traveled to Cleveland, Ohio for the Youth Leadership School, bringing back ideas of how we might transform our own community. 5 traveled to General Assembly in Columbus, and 4 more traveled to SULI in Williamsburg, Virginia. We have been gathering wisdom and renewal from many places these last days. Not only have we gone forth on trips sponsored by the Fellowship and the UUA, but also we've made our individual journeys as well, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You've shared briefly about those trips as you added your water to the bowl. Symbolically and literally, we have formed our own brackish of sorts. We have both salt water and fresh water mingled together, not just from today, but from the past 20 years we've participated in this ritual together. This water represents our individuality and our flowing together. And no doubt, some of us goof gatherers may be a little saltier than others. Hopefully, we too are an ecosystem that is productive, renewing, offering home and nourishment to those who come to these waters. I certainly see much evidence that it is. Today marks the start of the RE year, kicking off programs for children, youth, and adults. More than 120 people participated in the in-gathering last Sunday, and over 60 kids are already signed up. Of course, there are never too many CYRE teachers and volunteers, so see Kathleen or Jim Hennigan if you want to help out. Covenant Circle leaders have been trained, new groups are being formed, while old ones are continuing on. Social Responsibility continues its good work through GAIN, the Roland McFerrin House, the Thrift Store, and will host a fundraiser lunch for the flood victims of Baton Rouge on the 25th. This week, so many are working night and day to pull off the Enchanted Chalice Renaissance Fair. Next weekend, many will flock to these grounds, to this estuary, to delight in magical fun together. Meditation groups gather here, as do support groups like Favor, Codependence Anonymous, and Gender Benders. Our pastoral care program is helping us care for and support people in our community. The UU World of Children creates space for children of all socioeconomic, religious, and racial backgrounds to learn and grow here. I know I am nowhere close to naming all of the goodness that takes place here. So much of it is organic, emerging out of conversations, friendship, and supporting one another. And even as we celebrate our coming back together, I think we have to ask important questions about who isn't here, who doesn't feel welcome here, who doesn't know about us that would like to find renewal and nourishment here, or who has passed by these waters, stopped in for a visit, but doesn't know how to find connection in this place. Are there things that are toxic about our behavior that need to be cleaned up? Are we doing what we can to root out racism, sexism, and all the other isms that continue to be expressed in subtle and pervasive ways? These and other questions are worth our asking together as we seek to bring more kindness, goodness, and justice into the world. Today, we mark our coming back together. Today, we celebrate the nourishment we find here. Today, we ask ourselves how our formation and wholeness rooted in this place offers healing and wholeness to the world. May this brackish that we have formed today, that we add to the brackish of these past 20 years, be fertile waters for life and life together.